CO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. We are a full day into the government shutdown with no signs of progress toward ending it. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Byrne sees effects already sinking in.
Ariana, who didn't want us to share her last name, was furloughed from her job at the Department of Agriculture, where 40% of the staff were told to stay home. She's a veteran who served in Afghanistan.
I'm really hopeful that this shutdown doesn't last much longer so that the civil servants can get back to serving the American people.
The shutdown is also likely to slow down air travel.
And why is that? CBS News Chicago reporter Azal Razay is monitoring the situation from Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Those federal employees, of course, include TSA workers and air traffic controllers. They're required to show up as essential workers, though they'll be doing so starting today without any pay.
If enough of them can't show up, delays and possibly cancellations might result. A federal law enforcement task force of more than a dozen federal agencies has begun operations in Memphis, Tennessee. CBS News Homeland Security reporter Nicole Skanga is monitoring the situation.
What's happening in Memphis is different from what we saw play out in L.A. and what we're likely to see in Portland and Chicago. That's because those are targeted immigration enforcement operations bolstered by federalized National Guard. So far, this operation looks similar to what we saw on the streets here in Washington, D.C. last month. Highly visible hybrid law enforcement patrols making criminal and civil immigration arrests.
In President Trump's speech to America's generals and admirals at Quantico the other day, he suggested the military use what he called dangerous cities for training. Democratic Senator and Navy combat veteran Mark Kelly told CBS Mornings he has hopes as to how they will respond.
They're patriots. They understand the Constitution. So my hope is that at the appropriate time, somebody stands up and says, we're just not doing that. That's illegal.
There has been a tragedy in the woods of Iowa. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
A 17-year-old Iowa boy is dead after being shot in the back of the head by a fellow hunter who apparently mistook him for a squirrel. It happened in Washington County in the southeastern part of the state. Iowa Department of Natural Resources Officer Sean Meyer stresses hunters need to know their surroundings.
It is important that hunters take that time to look through the area and make sure what they're seeing is the target that they're going to shoot at.
Carson Ryan was on his high school's homecoming court, as well as the school's track and field team. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The LA Dodgers swept the Cincinnati Reds 8-4, advancing to face the Phillies in the division series. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 98.9 WXCO.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds in the overnight, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s. On Thursday, sunshine returning across the area, highs reaching the upper 70s to lower 80s. Temperatures warmer on Friday as we'll reach the middle 80s. Right now, it's 58.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the endless wheel of litigation. Which Trump-related case are we going to talk about? Jim Santel, friend, colleague, host of Amicus, a law review, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
There you go. It is Hump Day. As a matter of fact, we are live here on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. Just about a half an hour or so drive west of Green Bay. Glad to have you along here on a Wednesday. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project for being with us in hour number one. Always great to catch up, talk a little sports, talk a little news with two of our great friends. Coming up in this hour, do not miss it. Going to want to stick around. After the farm news update at the bottom of the hour, one of our great legislators, well, at least in my opinion, great legislators of this part of the state, Northeast Wisconsin, Wisconsin State Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. Now, here's a guy who worked for the mayor of Green Bay and then got himself elected to the state assembly. He's been on the program before. We've been over there in Green Bay when he's joined us live there in the studio. And here's a guy, I love having him on because he addresses problems, issues, challenges in our state, but he doesn't complain about it. In my opinion, big difference. There are people that complain about things going on, and then there are people that just talk about and say, hey, here's an issue, but here's where I think we can solve it or address it. And so we're going to be talking about housing. I think it doesn't matter whether you're in Amory or whether you're in Hayward or Milwaukee, Madison, Richland Center, Wausau. Housing and the struggles to find affordable housing are issues across the state. Representative Rivera Wagner is going to be here to tell us about his piece of legislation that will begin to address it. Looking forward to that conversation. Going to give you a chance to win fabulous cash and prizes in our green and gold text win contest here in a minute. And also our What's Worse category coming up as well. But before we leave the newsy news portion of what we did last half hour there, with Trigvi, I guess, on this military meeting yesterday at Quantico, Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C., 800 or so flag officers, generals, the finest of the finest of our leaders of our military, flown in from around the world, taken off of their active duty posts to be flown in for essentially a political pep rally and a talking to by the Secretary of Defense. It's still Secretary of Defense officially, even though they want to call it Secretary of War. Pete Hegseth, of course, former Weekend Fox television host. and the president of the United States, former star of The Apprentice on NBC. And this whole notion that where Secretary Hegseth said, if you have a sinking feeling inside as you hear these things, then resign. And then Trump, quote unquote, jokes about, hey, if you can walk out if you want, but you're going to sacrifice your rank and your pay. I don't think they're necessarily joking around. And I want to play just a couple of cuts here for you. First of all, and again, this is one of the most disturbing cuts to me. This is President Trump essentially declaring war from within the United States yesterday at Quantico, Virginia.
What they've done to San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they're very unsafe places, and we're going to straighten them out one by one. And this is going to be a major part for some of the people in this room. That's a war, too. It's a war from within. Controlling the physical territory of our border is essential to national security. We can't let these people in.
A war from within. The President of the United States, sitting President of the United States, Commander in Chief, telling his leaders of his military, our top military concerns are no longer China, Russia, Iran, other bad actors in the world. It's our fellow Americans. And I find that chilling. And to understate it, concerning. Let's go and listen to one of the generals that was under attack yesterday by Pete Hegseth. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley. One of the most decorated, most experienced, saw some of those, the most combat tours, not the most, but some of the most, largest amount of active duty deployment in the theater of war. Former four-star general, former Joint Chiefs of Staff General Milley, this is what he said as he left the Joint Chiefs of Staff and addressed the troops and other leaders here a couple of years ago or a year or so ago when he left office.
We don't take an oath to a country. We don't take an oath to a tribe. We don't take an oath to a religion. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or to a tyrant or a dictator. And we don't take an oath to a wannabe dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual. We take an oath to the Constitution, and we take an oath to the idea that is America, and we're willing to die to protect it. Those values and ideas are contained within the Constitution of the United States of America, which is the moral North Star for all of us who have the privilege of wearing the cloth of our nation. It is that document that all of us in uniform swear to protect and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Those who sacrificed themselves on the altar of freedom in the last 2.5 centuries of this country must not have done so in vain. The millions wounded in our nation's wars did not sacrifice their limbs and shed their blood to see this great experiment in democracy perish from this earth. No, we the American people, we the American military, must never turn our back on those.
It kind of ends there abruptly. They have posted on TikTok with that music behind it. But you get the point. As I've said this program before, I never served. I never put the uniform on. I had the distinct honor and pleasure of working with those who did during my time working for Congressman Klug doing military affairs issues. No one respects veterans more than me, and having had the opportunity to be with some of these families who lost individuals, be with families, veterans who were injured in combat. And I would hope that as we go to the polls, the midterms next year, that we keep these things in mind. If you served, if you're currently serving, if you have family or friends that served, remember those words of General Milley, someone who served, that our men and women that wear the uniform take an oath to a constitution, to the American ideal. They don't take an oath to an individual, a dictator, and in General Milley's words, a wannabe dictator. It's 14 minutes now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Up for grabs today, somebody will win $200 cash and gold jewelry. Everybody who enters is eligible for one grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, 2025 at noon. Plus, you get a gas card to get you to the game. Not sure to get you home, but we'll get you to the game. Has a value of $1,550. Green Bay is a lovely place to camp out, especially in November. Anyway, here's if you don't have the Civic Media app, download it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. First 10 stations are the ones we're on. Choose one of those. Once you open up one of those stations in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see an icon that says text. Click on that. Now you're set to go. I'm going to give you the word of the hour. Text the following word right now. The word is stadium. Stadium. And the spelling counts, so listen carefully. The word is spelled stadium is S as in Sam, T as in Todd, A as in apple, D as in David, I as in igloo, U as in umbrella, and M as in Mary. Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Stadium is the word. You have until 4 o'clock to tell. We're going to come in last, by the way, this time, Zalbers.
Probably.
Stadium. That's the word. You have until 4 o'clock. Play along. Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Good luck. Now, the only reason I said that is because I find that to be a difficult word. Do you agree, Zalbers?
Yeah, it's more difficult than some. Like, I'm not going to say other words, but there are words we've had that are like four letters and really easy to spell, for example.
Yeah. All right, you have until 4 o'clock. Stadium is the word to text in right now on the Civic Media app for our Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. It's 17 now, past the hour, 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. On this portion, nothing to give away, no prize money involved. But in the other portion, there is. Anyway, you can have your voice heard across all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. We're here in beautiful Green Bay outside on a spectacular fall day. So glad to have you along. And you don't need a lamp where we're at outside, but the days are starting to get a little bit shorter in terms of daylight, right? And so category today, category for what's worse, overhead lighting or lamps. Overhead lighting or lamps. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Overhead lighting or lamps. What's worse? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device and text in or call. Let's go to the phone lines. Back at the old RC in the Driftless. I'll be there this weekend. Whistler on the line on WRCE. Whistler, overhead lighting or lamps. What's worse?
What's worse? All right. Well, first let me start this off with Todd. You know, the word of the day, when you start texting, it already spells it. Anyway.
Really?
I think lamps.
All right.
Okay.
You're giving us a lot of information here. So, first of all, when you start... When you start texting it automatically spells it for you?
Yes. So you do not have to do that.
I didn't know, but thank you. Thank you. No one tells me these things. I really should start going to the meetings. But anyway. So you think that lamps are worse?
Lamps are worse, okay. When you're in the house and, you know, it is dark, and the lamps aren't full bright, it doesn't light the whole room.
Yeah.
When you get up to look for something, like, okay, we have a new puppy, Doctors might show up. You don't see them if there's just slam.
Right? Whistler, you outdone yourself. All right. Whistler says be careful of the dog turds. Turn on the overhead lights. We'll come back from Shawno after this. What's worse, overhead lighting or lamps? 855-752-4842. You're listening to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden, over on our Facebook page, jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show live on location from Shawno, Wisconsin. It's a beautiful autumn fall day here. Hope it is where you're at as well across the state of Wisconsin. The weather is supposed to continue to be pretty nice through at least part of the weekend, where it's going to get a little more windy, say, and a little cooler. So enjoy it while we can here. Glad to have you along here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, just after the bottom of the hour. State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner in talking about the housing shortage. But right now, a little fun and games. What's worse, overhead lighting or lamps? Overhead lighting or lamps? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And right before the break there, we had Whistler on from RC listening to us on WRCE saying that when you, this is a separate thing, on the text to win contest, the green and gold multi-state text to win contest, which incidentally the word this hour is stadium is the word. He said, well, when you start texting it, it fills it in. Now, I didn't know. I thought, well, maybe I missed a meeting, as I occasionally do. But no, Dana in La Crosse, listening to us up there, LCX, right? Yeah. WLCX in La Crosse, says Whistler's autocorrect is spelling the word for him.
Yeah, it's autocorrect/autocomplete.
are autocomplete.
But I think it's still worth spelling out the words because I'm sure you do. It's still worth spelling out the words because we might have confusion with similar sounding ones. In this case, with stadium, not a whole lot of words sound exactly like stadium, but
not exactly. But you never know. You never know. John, listening to us on WMDX in Edgerton, says voice text helps as well. Now, I've done that before just because I'm not a great speller. And so you have voice text. I've done that before. Cindy, listening on WXCO in beautiful Wausau, home of Chad Holmes and Bull Falls Radio. Cindy up there in Wausau is a knitter. That's fantastic. She says, as a knitter, overhead lighting. Hang on here. Overhead lighting is the worst when you're working with tiny needles and dark yarn for fancy stitches. Overhead lighting can be difficult to work with. I've been known to wear a light around my neck to see detailed work. Useful. Well, that's cool because you've got those lamps now.
Like a headlamp.
A headlamp, and it goes. It can look right onto what you're doing. So that's fantastic. What's worse, overhead lighting or lamps? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Just looking down here. Yeah, let's look at a couple more of these entries here on Facebook. Heather, watching in beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin on Facebook, says, for a short person like me, overhead lighting is worse. Lamps are easier to change the bulb. Plus, the buzz of overhead lights are super annoying. Well, that could be true, right? Although, she says, I agree with Whistler, harder to see with lamps. Now I'm conflicted. Yeah. Zomers, what do you think? Overhead lamps, overhead lighting, or lamps? What's worse?
I don't know. I think lamps are worse just because.
Really?
It's no secret to anyone who's watched the show for some time. My eyes are crap. They just suck. And not only is my vision bad, my night vision is terrible. And lamps just aren't, they just don't cut it. They're not bright enough. I know a lot of people don't like, you know, daylight bulbs or LED lights because they're so bright. They help me so much. What is like an incandescent or incandescent coloration? It's just hard for me to see and be able to read things and whatever. And so I know it's because of my old man eyes, but I think
you're
lamps are worse.
You're 26 years old. You
yes, but I do have old man eyes.
All right. Very good. Very good. What do you think? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Overhead lighting or lamps? I'm kind of mixed on this, but I think if I had to choose one, I would say overhead lighting is worse simply because I like some mood lighting, and if it's too bright, I don't know. I just think I get what you're saying if you're going to read or whatever, but a good lamp. That's the other thing too. You need a good lamp where it's kind of directly on what you're reading or what you're working
on. That's true.
I think that's nice. Or a room in the evening with nice lights or lamps. I think what I don't like, to be very judgmental, is I call it the cloud lights. Like you go into a kitchen and it's just like a big, you know, oval shaped, and it's just all the plastic and tube lighting. And it's just, it reminds me like school lighting or something. I don't know. That for me is too bright.
Yeah, and I do agree with your sister. For lights that, like a fluorescent light, anything with the humming tubes, it's got to go. But when you have LED bulbs,
that's
they're great.
Very old. I don't know that many lamps hum anymore, do they?
Or, well, she mentioned overhead lighting. Like if you're in an office building that has the fluorescent tubes, they can hum. And you don't always hear it, but sometimes you do. And then it's very annoying.
You don't want a hummer from your lamp. Anyway, Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says overhead is worse as you're stuck with it once installed, as lamps are adjustable. Now, that's a great point. Said much better than I did. Much more succinct. That's a great point, Matt. Well, because you can move lamps around. You can do different things. But once you have a big overhead lamp on the ceiling, kind of hard to undo it. All right, that's what's worse for today. We'll come back with a brand new edition of What's Worse tomorrow as well. Don't forget, we're right in the middle of our green and gold text to win multi-state contest. The word this hour to text in via the Civic Media app is stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M as in Mary. The word is stadium. Text it in right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for our green and gold multi-state text to win contest. We are always a winner when we're joined by State Representative Elad Rivera-Wagner. He is bringing some pieces of legislation to address the housing shortage in Wisconsin. We'll find out all about it on the other side. Stay tuned now for Pam Yonke and the Farm Report on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
CBS News Brief. As the government shutdown enters day two, essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents still have to work. Without pay, travelers at an Austin, Texas airport are taking note.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
I just feel bad for the workers that they're not going to get paid.
Back in Washington, Vice President J.D. Vance is warning about layoffs of government employees.
If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so the essential services don't get turned off in other places.
A federal crime-fighting task force is on the streets of Memphis, as correspondent Nicole Valdez tells us.
Who we have seen here are members of at least 19 different agencies. That includes the FBI, ICE, the DEA, ATF, and more.
Attorney General Pam Bondi visited Memphis Wednesday, saying the force made more than 50 arrests over 2 days. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Celebrities like Emily Blunt, Ben Stiller, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hanks, and Scarlett Johansson have all been vocal about their opposition to AI in the entertainment business. Yesterday in the beats, I mentioned Tilly Norwood, an AI actress who even has an Instagram account and whose creator says that she will probably be signed by a talent agency soon. As you can imagine, that did not sit well with actors. One in particular, Melissa Barrera, who has been part of the Scream franchise, recently said that any agency that signs an AI performer should be boycotted. Two prominent talent agencies, the William Morris Endeavor and the Gersh Agency, have vowed they will not sign the Tilly Norwood creation or other AI actors. According to Yahoo Entertainment, a representative from the William Morris Endeavor says they only represent humans. That's a very admirable stance. I just wish when they represented me, they would have returned my calls quicker. Seriously, though, it is a small victory. I hope the momentum continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds in the overnight, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s. On Thursday, sunshine returning across the area, highs reaching the upper 70s to lower 80s. Temperatures warmer on Friday as we'll reach the middle 80s. It's 57 at our studios.
Matt and Air on Air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabe. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30 seconds.
I'm giving you right now.
But, what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gangnam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Vince Moranto, who will make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about an upcoming Wisconsin date. And my pal Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Lobel Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, which is about 30 minutes or so west of Green Bay, where our next guest is coming to us from. But quickly before we do that, reminder, we're in the middle of our green and gold multi-state text-to-win contest. The word this hour is stadium. Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Text it right now. You have until 4 o'clock to do so to win fabulous cash and prizes and two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. Again, the word is stadium. You can text it on the Civic Media app. Housing, it doesn't matter whether you're here in Shawnee or 30 miles to our east in Green Bay or southwest Wisconsin or Milwaukee or Madison, wherever we go, wherever we take this show, people tell us the same thing. Todd, there's a lack of it. And B, it's not affordable for everyone. And what are we going to do about it? Our next guest is one of the great people we have on this show. He always brings us solutions. He is State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, who is joining us from his district over in the Green Bay area. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm doing great. Go Pack, go. And what a great gift for the Packers versus Minnesota. Talk about joyful rivalry. That's a great.
Right?
I'm jealous of whoever gets that prize.
Absolutely. You're so good-natured, and God love you for actually listening to the show a little bit, because as you came on in the break, you gave us your answer, and I think this goes right into the issue of housing. Our what's worse today, the category was overhead lighting or lamps. Overhead lighting or lamps. So, Representative, what's worse?
I want to say lamps. You know, you can survive a house without lamps, but you can't survive in without overhead lighting. And lamps just might be the wrong style, the wrong lampshade. There's a lot of work that goes into maintaining a good lamp vibe in the house that I don't have the skill or the talent to provide. I like that utilitarian, easy access overhead light. So I'm a pro overhead light person, and I might not be as cool enough to handle the lamp culture.
I love that. We appreciate you giving us an answer. That's fantastic. Well, Representative, you can't have overhead lighting or lamps, really, if you don't have a place to live.
That's
and
right.
For so many Wisconsinites, either A, they're facing non-housing situations, they're underhoused, they're living with friends and family. But many folks are saying, A, I don't think I'll ever be able to own my own home.
Correct.
And even others are saying, I can't really afford, with costs of rent going up, to get a decent apartment. And we hear this all over the state. And what I love about the way that what you've brought to the legislature, in my opinion, is you're a solution-based person. And so tell us a little bit about what you've heard from your constituents in the Green Bay area on housing and this piece of legislation that you're proposing to help address it.
So one of the things I've talked to you before is that Green Bay in 2022 was considered the number one place to live in the United States by U.S. News and World Report. And one of the reasons it did that was access to homeownership was still a deep possibility here in Green Bay, that if you wanted to build a family or just wanted to be in a relationship and be a Packers fan, however you wanted to live, you could show up in this community and be able to make that affordable. That is becoming harder and harder. In Brown County, we have something called ALICE, which is Asset Limited Income Constrained, which basically means that every single person, we have less than 2% unemployment, is working. And despite being able to work, one in three families that are ALICE cannot actually afford to go into home ownership. That is drastically different than it was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and particularly a generation ago. And so we need that. We need to make sure that we are focusing on building housing at every income level. And here's what's interesting about housing. It does not respect geographic boundaries. It's this crisis. And it does not respect the partisan dynamics that may exist in the state legislature. It is affecting all of us, rural and urban, small and large, south and north, all over the state. And so I'm deeply excited about this proposal because this is the number one issue I heard about in my community and still to this day. We want to be able to either move into our home, the first one ever, or we are aging in place and we are young at heart, but we don't need a 3,300 square foot house. We want to get an apartment in downtown Green Bay. And because we do not have the supply that we need at the rates that we need them, it's harder for everyone across the age spectrum and income spectrum. And so I'm excited about this bill because what it does is basically expands the Habitat for Humanity model. For those who don't know what Habitat for Humanity is, it's an organization that partners with local municipalities. They donate the land and perfect strangers, people that you don't ask who they voted for, what they believe, but they want to get something done, actually come together, build a home, and that home is given to a family that qualifies. My family was one of those families. So the house my mom currently lives in, is a house that I built with perfect strangers. Wow. And she still lives here to this day, and it changed my life. We went from being homeless for most of my young life to being homeowners. And that kid ended up becoming the state rep from Green Bay. And so I know the power that housing can play in people's lives. And this bill not only creates that, it's modeled on that. And the quickest and simplest version is it basically creates a zero interest loan for first-time home buyers to be able to get a house. We do something fancy called the second mortgage, but it basically gives the capacity for us to be able to go up to 100% of the median income of any community. And that means for the first time, this program will allow up to middle-class families actually a pathway to home ownership, which is so desperately needed.
We're talking with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner from the Green Bay area. He is coming to us live via StreamYard and talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing across the state. Representative, a couple of things that struck me. A, isn't it both sad, but also gives us a great opportunity that underhoused and unhoused people, it's one of the few things that binds us together right now in this weird political environment. As you just said, doesn't matter whether you live in a larger city or the most rural Wisconsin, so many people are having the exact same or similar issues of housing. But it gives us this opportunity, especially when we have leaders like you who say, okay, let's set aside all these things we don't agree on for a minute, and how can we work together on something we do agree on? So I want to start there, if we could, about your forging relationships, like political relationships with people that might not be natural political allies, and who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
So I'm really glad you asked that, because what's really beautiful is this is a bipartisan piece of legislation. I worked with folks like Rep Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. They ask for different things culturally. One's more suburban / rural, one is urban and more racially diverse. But where we got together way at the beginning of the session is I told people I was passionate about housing. And in particular, as someone that experienced homelessness, I know the power this can do in people's lives. And that resonated with the representative and a coalition of other folks. And we reached out to Habitat, and Habitat reached out to some stakeholders and said, what could we do together? If the goal was to actually get more housing and get more people into housing. We didn't ask about other bills. We didn't talk about healthcare. We didn't talk about political violence. We didn't talk about democracy. We said, what would it look like if we all just focused on making it more possible for more people to have housing? And over 6 months, we worked together on this legislation that truly is progressive and bipartisan, which I know in this moment seems not possible. But here we are having people come together across political divides, geographic divides, working together to actually put something on paper that just isn't incremental. This program has never existed. And so to me, what I'm proud of is that when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, not the fights that we're willing to have on every other issue, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is when the centerpiece. I joke with everyone, I didn't become all of a sudden more moderate. I didn't become less Democratic. I didn't become more Republican. Mm-hmm. The values of making sure more people got housed was something that transcended the boundaries that we put up in other ways. And so I'm incredibly thankful. There was a hearing on this on Tuesday. There was people who spoke for it from all different backgrounds. It's gonna be voted on next Tuesday. So not only did we bring something that was bipartisan and really spoke to a lot of people, it's moving at lightning speed. Frankly, even I'm shocked at how well it's going. Hope springs eternal.
I don't mean to interrupt, but again, I just want to make sure people that are listening right now across the state, we're speaking with Representative Rivera Wagner from Green Bay, that this actually seems to have a chance to have a vote on the full assembly floor, bipartisan bill, which we just have gotten used to say, well, that'll never happen. And so this it seems to have a real chance of passing. Is that correct?
Not only real chance of passing, I believe it's on the docket for next Tuesday. Wow. And so not only is it on the floor of the assembly, it most likely will pass with bipartisan support. And so it truly is, I'm humbled that talking about my homelessness could have led to a conversation that led to a possibility for people who experience that, but even for everyday people who shouldn't have to experience homelessness, but just want the dream of homeownership. It is really just refreshing that could resonate across this moment in political division, that could bring us together. And I always tell people, I'll fight Rep Armstrong on some other issues that day. We're going to have some debates on some other issues where we're not going to be on the same side, but on this issue, we are aligned.
And I just want to say congratulations as someone who spent a lot of years working in the building, as they say, in the state capitol. And I hope people understand, they're listening across the state, how rare this is. A, you're a freshman legislator. I mean, it's your first term. B, you're in the minority party because you're a Democrat and Republicans control the state assembly. But you've had the legislative maturity to do what you just said, which is I'm willing to find solutions today and have other battles with my opponents or politically tomorrow, but I'm willing to find real solutions and get things passed. That is extraordinary. It was rare when I was in the building. It's almost unheard of today. And I congratulate you, and I congratulate Representative Armstrong. And quite frankly, I don't do this often, but kudos to Speaker Voss for allowing this to go to the floor and having the common sense to reach across the aisle and get something done. We're speaking with Representative Rivera Wagner from his district in Green Bay, Wisconsin. A couple minutes left, and we'll come back and get more into this. But get us started, Representative. One of the things that I found just hit me when you were talking about this, your bill on homelessness. You know, my parents were divorced when I was fairly young, and my mom was a single mom. And you know, I remember she at the time, this back in the 80s, trying to get a little bit of help. And they said, no, unless you, because there was a small amount of savings for my sister and I for our college fund. And basically, you have to get rid of your couple of $1,000 you have for your kids' education in order to get any government assistance. Here now, if I'm understanding your bill correctly, keep me honest, this is saying that, look, even if you don't have, and nothing wrong with being, completely, really down on in a poverty type of situation, but you could be from what some might call a middle class and still be eligible for this bill. Is that correct?
100%. And I think that's such a
And the music tells me that I've talked too long. So we got that was our tease. Come back on the other side. Representative Rivera Wagner will keep me honest and give us the details of this great bill on helping address the housing situation in Wisconsin. We're live from Shawano on the Civic Media Ready Now.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Just do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable words.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update, I'll tell you what it is, beautiful. That's the weather forecast. And then Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, with he'll be in talking about the Packers have a bye week. So that's good. They'll recoup after that loss down in Dallas. Speaking of the green and gold, the word until you have until 4 o'clock in our multi-state text-to-win contest, the green and gold text-to-win contest. The word this hour, stadium. Stadium is the word. Text that in until 4 o'clock, the word stadium on the Civic Media app. And then after Clemens and the sports report, you've got Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show. She'll have another word during her show between 4 and 6. And the great Pete Schwabe,
Coming to you live from Green Bay with Nightlight. He'll also have another word in the green and gold text to win contest between 6 and 8 o'clock. So be in tune for all of those programs. Okay, lots to get to in a short time to get there. We're speaking with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagoner from his Green Bay district, about 30 miles to our east. Always great to have you here, Representative, talking about your bipartisan bill. Going to go to the floor, hopefully for a vote next week. Addressing housing. Heather on the Facebook line here watching in Eau Claire about your bill. She says 100% the middle needs support as well. I love this conversation. Our 23-year-old does not believe she'll be able to be a homeowner. It makes me so sad. And she then says, you are a rock star, Rivera-Wagoner. Thanks for all of your work. Tell us, if you can, succinctly, because I want to get to this phone call. This bill is not just, and nothing wrong with being at the low end of income or poverty, but this is a bill that potentially reaches a broad swath of people, Representative.
Exactly. One of the things that happened, and you were so articulate about this during the break, is and right before, is that too many families often have a moment of struggle. This is something we all can relate to. And so it's easy to fall in and out of the middle class. It's easy to not be poor for 1 month and be poor the next. Mm-hmm. And too often the way that we create bills, they do something called means testing or cliff effects. It means that you have to have the most series of qualifications. You have to be the poorest of the poor, or a particular specific type of, you can't have any assets, or you can't qualify for this program. Or you qualify for the program at one point, but all of a sudden you get a good job and a raise, and then you get kicked out of the program. What's really nice about this bill is we said 100% of the area median income. That means the most middle income and below can benefit from this program. And why that makes a difference. We have 23-year-olds, as your commenter made, who are still living in their family's homes. They are working. They're good people. They are trying to make it work. But they cannot get the kind of programming, zero interest loans, that are possible to the only hyper wealthy people in this country. And yeah. So imagine this 23-year-old now with a good job, working hard, because of this program, will be able to get into home ownership for the first time in their lives. We just don't typically have that for this broad swath of the community. And that's why I'm so proud. It's not only bipartisan, it is one of the most expansive options that we have for first-time home buyers in recent memory. And that's how we are going to solve our economic crisis, by supporting the many, not the few on any extreme, whether you're only really poor or you're a billionaire. Those should not be how our government works, where they're the only people we work towards. We have to create a world where 80% of people, or most of that people, can actually get access to the support they need from their government, and government should be a force for good.
Yeah, I love every part of this bipartisan bill. Let's go quickly to the phone line. Ollie, listening up in the North Woods of Wisconsin. Ollie, if you could get it in quickly, please. I had a question about elderly housing. Please go ahead.
Yes, I do. Just a comment that if there were more affordable housing for elderly who generally are handicapped, they would love to be able to get rid of their bigger homes, the family homes, that they can't necessarily afford to transfer to handicapped accessible. Therefore, opening a family home for a younger couple and being able to be insecure in an apartment that's handicapped that they can afford.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the call, Ollie. About a minute left here, Representative. Go ahead.
The quick version is she's identifying a very key issue, that too often when we don't have enough supply in housing, that actually is both a trickle-up and trickle-down effect, meaning if we don't have enough apartments, mixed-income apartments, we can't have those who are young at heart who are trying to transition to smaller places free up the houses that could be used for first-time home buyers, starter homes, et cetera. And so this is a reason why we need more supply. And I did add an amendment to this bill that would actually help create low interest rates for developers to do exactly what she's talking about, which is build more supply so that we can get people moving through the market the way they used to and create options for everybody.
I think this is amazing. Again, please come back on and talk about this as this bill progresses. I hope that people, because it has to, assuming it passes the Assembly, it has to pass the Senate as well. So please, everybody who's listening across this state, call your state legislator. What's the bill number? Have it or
I don't actually didn't have it in front of me, but it is the revolving loan fund, first time home buyer mortgage fund.
All right, first-time home buyer mortgage fund, and sponsored by Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner. Call your state legislator. Tell them to vote for this bill because it's part of what makes Wisconsin great. Congratulations on this, Representative. I wish you all the best. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. Thanks for doing Wisconsin's work because these are the kinds of things that will actually make a difference. Thank you so much.
And it's AB 454, Assembly Bill 454. And thank you so much for having me on and having this really important conversation.
Our pleasure. Anytime. You always have a place here. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a great day. And also many thanks to Trigvi Olson and Pat Kreitlow for being on. Zomers for doing great work back at the Old World Headquarters. We'll see you once again tomorrow from Shawnee, right here in beautiful northeast Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. The government shutdown has now entered its second day, and the furloughing of 750,000 federal workers is already having an impact beyond essential services.
The shutdown could also impact tourism in the U.S., with more than half of National Park Service employees furloughed. And in Washington, many attractions remained open Wednesday, but some popular sites were closed.
We were trying to go up to the top of the Washington Memorial, but it's closed today due to the shutdown.
Some financial experts warned the shutdown could impact the economy, potentially costing billions of dollars a week. Erica Brown, CBS News, the White House.
Local courts in Washington, D.C. are federally funded and can no longer issue marriage licenses or perform marriage ceremonies. The Senate isn't scheduled to hold another vote until Friday, so it appears the shutdown will last at least that long. Two Delta Airlines.